Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT. And this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. That is run weekly on the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club 2-meter repeater in Alpine, New Jersey. It uses a PL of 141.3. PL is 141.3 and a minus 600 offset. Frequency is 146.955. This net is also accessible by via Echolink at K2-Foxtrot-Juliet-L. K2-Foxtrot-Juliet-L. And you're welcome to check in there as well. We'll have an orderly check-in. Alrighty. This net is about having a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, natural phenomena that support amateur radio activity or radio communications or electronics in general, and also what we do and how we do it. So you're pretty much talking about anything you like if you kind of tie it back in some reasonable way. We'd like you to check in even if you don't have a question or a comment for the net, because we might want to draw upon you as a resource. Don't be shy. We won't put you on the spot. It's good to know that you're out there. So we check in with, in an orderly way, as I alluded to before. That is, we do it by call sign group, and we sometimes do it by portions of call sign groups, especially with the kilos, because there's a lot of you. Alrighty, so station says call sign begin with the letter A or alpha. Please call K2BAR. Your call sign, your name, and indicate whether you have a question, comment, both, or none of the above. Over. Alright, nothing heard on the alpha group. Let's look at the kilo twos. Stations whose call signs begin with the letter kilo followed by the number two. Please call K2BAR.
K2BA, this is KC2NKU, Maryland and White Plains. My head is coming along much better. I knew you'd ask me that, so I figured I'd beat you to the punch, and I appreciate you thinking of it. And none of the above, no questions, no comments. Back to you.
Okay, Marilyn, well, I'm glad everything is progressing nicely. Very good. Thank you very much for that little bit of note. And good news, could use some medical good news this week. Alrighty, any other kilo twos?
Kilo Delta 2, Alpha Delta Charlie, Ed in Huntington. No questions, no comments at this time.
Kitty 2ADC, very good. Good evening to you. K2AMI, are you joining us, or what's the scoop?
Yes. I joined you twice already tonight, and I'll join you a third time. But no questions, no comments. I'll be listening in the background. I've got some other things going on.
No comments about Saturday?
Right. If you don't make them, I'll make them.
Oh, all right. And I guess Sunday, too, for that matter. Sunday's a festive day as well. All right. I tried to spread around the gap time so I can transition, especially when I'm going from car to home. It's good to be able to do that. Alrighty. Not a worry. Any other kilo twos? Alrighty. How about any other kilos?
BBD, just listening.
Okay, very good. KC2DBD, pardon me, KC2TBD, I'm sorry. Very good. W2TTT, K2BAR, W2TTT. Alrighty. Let's see. Any other kilos? Alrighty. I've got that squared away. How about whiskeys?
This is W2JEK, done with one comment. glad you have a comment. I think I know what that comment's going to be. That's an excellently timely thing to have to make. Alrighty, any other whiskeys?
Whiskey 2, Charlie Hotel, Ray in White Plains. Good evening to K2PAR, Gordon. None of the above.
Okay, Ray, very good. Any other whiskeys?
WB2UOD, George, no comments or questions right now.
WB2UOD, hello, George. Nice to meet you. Where are you from, if I may ask?
Norwood, New Jersey.
Okay, it's Uniform Oscar Delta, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Outstanding, sir. Alrighty, welcome aboard. I think this might be your first time, or first time in a long time on the net. Alrighty, any other whiskeys? Alrighty, Novembers. Okay, I guess we don't have any Novembers at this time. Any other stations wishing to check in via radio first? Okay, are there any Echolink check-ins? Okie dokie. Well, this may be a quick net. Someone comes in and says something here. All right, we got a couple of announcements. Let's start with those. Mr. Don, regarding Saturday, I'm assuming, and whatever else you'd like to add to our list of pleasures. W2JEK, K2BAR, W2TTT.
K2BAR, W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. Well, and first thing I'm announcing is we are having a VE test session Saturday, June 2nd at the Ham Fest in Township of Washington at 8 a.m. Please be there at 8 a.m. for that test session. Also, we will have another one on June the 15th, which is a Friday night at 7 p.m. in the same location in the Township of Washington at the Westwood Junior Senior High School there. That's about it for now. Back to that, W2JK.
Okay, Don, just to reiterate, that test session starts at 8 a.m., correct?
That's right. Don't come there and wander around the Ham Fest while we're waiting for people to come in. We're done with the early birds. If nobody shows up, we're going to pack it in. We're not going to wait around. So if you want to get tested, be there at 8 o'clock or very, very shortly thereafter, because once we're finished with people, we're not going to wait around. It happened once, and it seemed to work out good for everybody here, because we want to join, some of our guys want to enjoy the Ham Fest, too. Back to that, W2JK.
Okay, very good advice, very good advice. And yes, the Ham Fest is at Westwood High School in Washington Township on Ridgewood Road. So, please make yourself a little bit of an appointment for Saturday morning. And plan to come to the Ham Fest. Beautiful breakfast sandwiches and all sorts of other fun things. And the weather's supposed to clear about the time the Ham Fest starts, so even if it looks dank when you roll out of your driveway, it's going to get nicer as the morning rolls on. So do please come, even if the weather starts to look a little ugly at first. It's going to be a lovely day. Anyway, are there any questions about Saturday's Ham Fest or the test session? Alrighty, moving right along, or moving left along. Let's see. Stations, are there any other check-ins first before we go on?
It's William.
Excellent. Noel, will you be adding questions or comments to the net tonight?
Nah, it's going to be a boring net. It's William.
Actually, I do want to talk about your that power thing. So let's take a moment in a few minutes and talk about that. That's kind of neat. And thank you for bringing it out. Alrighty. Let's see. Stations with, what do you call it? There was one other thing I wanted to mention. Oh, yes. Sunday is our Barra meeting. It will be at the Washington Township Municipal Complex at 7:30. We gather about 7 in the big senior room right off the parking lot behind the building. Level access, very comfortable, no stairs to climb, no ramps to climb up, everything's flat. So I hope you'll join us Sunday evening for that. That should be fun. And one other announcement, on Sunday is the Bergen Bike Ride. And if you're looking for a small public service event to get involved in for a few hours, we're going to meet at Bergen Community College in the big parking lot, the apex of the parking lot in the center, about 7 a.m., and there'll be briefings at 7:15, and then everybody will go off to their assignments. If you're interested in participating, even for as much as noontime, maybe one at the latest, but I think noon is probably more than adequate for almost everybody, please email me, w2ttt@awrl.net. That's whiskey 2 tango 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 at awrl.net. Alrighty, so with that in mind, we should have some good times. So we're going to have a phone bank, we're going to have a full-blown comm center, and then we're going to be most likely putting GPS trackers on a couple of vehicles, which I think should be fun. So you'll be able to look at that on the internet and watch how that all works. It should be great, great fun. Alrighty. Anybody else with comments before we move to another topic? Well, this may be a boring net, but I'm going to try to spice it up a little bit. A couple of months back, NSTK and I bought a couple of these adjustable modules that are marvelous. They take in DC and dirt and give you out anywhere from 12 volts up to like 35 volts. You just turn a pot and sets the output voltage. And it's an inverter-type power supply. They're amazingly quiet. They were raw PC boards, and they cost, like, ridiculously little, like, $15. And we were very pleased with them. And they were reasonably quiet. I was using it with a single sideband rig, and they put out, they support up to about 150 watts. It's only a 100-watt radio, no problem. It's a sideband radio. So, at Dayton, apparently, one of the vendors, Grumpy, had some, but without the box, and which is kind of what we bought, and he was selling them God knows for what. But there's an online ad now for this thing to have. It takes in on an Anderson power pole down to 8 volts and gives you 3 outputs of power poles. Very, very slick. And I think it was $59 for an inverter, you know, voltage boost regulator for 150 watts. Very, very nice. With the complete with power distribution. Noel, did you want to add anything to that?
I've been looking for something like that. So when I'm sitting in the motorhome, because especially my 208H, if the battery voltage gets much below 12, it just does all sorts of weird things and conks out. I said, gee, you know, on the battery banks that I have, the half discharge point is 11.7 or something, so there's no reason why I just couldn't keep using it if I had the right device to kick up the voltage a little bit and to a young.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a great idea. And, you know, for $60, it's a whole lot cheaper than a, you know, $200 boost regulator or the $150 boost regulator. So, and it's got its own little power distribution. So it's got a couple of different radios. You could power them all and get a reliable voltage on them. So it's really great. Yeah. So we'll see. I have a question. Are you planning to buy one? And if you are, I'd like to test it out at 100 watts FM.
I was thinking about it. By the way, for the first time I looked at my big Astron here, which has the meters on it. And when I talk on the 10-meter net of my TS50, which is rated 100 watts out, and they said when you look in the documentation, the peak current is, 22.7 amps. But when I look at the meter, which is I'm sure an averaging meter, it reads about 10 amps pretty much continuously when I'm talking on the baronet on 10 meters. So I'm thinking something that averaged 10 amps, 12, 13 point, that's going to be more than 100 watts. So 150 watts is what it's rated at, so that's what I think I'd be testing it on. Back to that, Antonio.
Yeah, probably be fine. I was a little concerned about Grumpy's assertion that it'll support a 100 watt radio, 100 watt output radio all day and night. I'd like to see a little more cooling on that before I made that assessment. But it's certainly an attractive option. It really is. If anybody wants the URL for it, they can either email Noel or me. I'm W2TTT@AWRL.net. And Noel is N2OEL at, I think you're AWRL.N2, aren't you?
Yes, good buddy.
Yeah, that'll work too. So, email Noel. Don't bother me. Just kidding. Anyway, but Noel forwarded the information to me. It looked very, very positive, and he's got an order one. We'll see. Maybe it'll be a Father's Day present, something small like that. Alrighty. Are there any comments or questions about boost regulators and the like, and why people use them? And things to consider while you're using them, over. All right, are there any other topics people would like to bring up? I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but W2PNE has his off-center fed dipole at a ridiculous height and he continues to make good contacts and such. So I was hoping that he would check in tonight so we could find out what his status is regarding RF in the shack, since it's a non-resonant antenna. He was getting a little RF back in the shack, and he was going to use a line isolator to take care of that, essentially a set of ferrites meant to make sure that the signal doesn't ride on the outside of the coax. But he's not here to check that, so we'll have to wait on that until another week. All right, any other check-ins for the net? Oh my, I think everybody's kind of like all of a sudden got the summer thing going. We've had the first cool night tonight, a cool dry night in a while, and so look forward to seeing everybody on Saturday and also Sunday, and look forward to working more of these great operations and having a little fun at the Hamfest. So I want to thank everyone for checking in tonight. It's a little short tonight, but what do you do? And next week we're going to talk about Chirp. It's a package, a software package, you might want to look at it, that will help you manage memories for any number of radios using a common platform, which is really lovely. So you don't need the programming software for this, that, and the other thing. It's all the same. So it's a very competent package for a lot of different radios. Alrighty, 7-3 for now, and have fun. This is K2VAR, W2TTT, returning repeated to normal amateur radio use. Night-night.
V2TTT, KT2ORX.
Yes, Robert, how are you?
Fine, Gordo, how are you? How's James doing?
He is doing fine, thank you for asking. He's home and relaxing very nice. He'll probably work on Sunday night.
Okay, just thought I'd inquire about your son, and I'll see you Saturday at the Hamfest. Have a good evening, Gordon. I'm headed home out of Mawa, so, and I know you cut the net short tonight and everything else, so that's, you know, what can you do? All right, I'll talk to you. I'll see you Saturday. KC2RX clear on the Alpine with W2TTT. Have a good evening, Gordon. Say hello to everybody at the house for me.
Thanks, Robert. I will do, and thanks again for your help last week. That was silly. All right, 7-3, KC2RX, W2TTT.
This is K2 got to be the shortest ever Technic.
No, there was one that was 13 minutes long once, but this is probably the second shortest. I got to run inside. I'm going to go see what's going on. And I just got Nancy home and ran the net while we were just rolling into the driveway. So all is good. A little disappointing tonight in the topics, but what do you do? 7-3 for now, guys. I got to get inside. W2CTT.
Okay, see you at the flea market. And, of course, the bear meeting Sunday night. This is N2OEO. Anybody out there still interested in talking?
N2OEO, N2OEO, KF2ID.
Hi, Ben. KF2ID, N2OEO.
Good evening, Noel. I tuned into the TechNet at the last 1 minute. I wasn't going to join, actually. I'm tired and dead, but I heard that you're interested in talking. So, first of all, how's Elizabeth doing?
Well, last Sunday, my friend Carlos and I went and got her a hospital bed that somebody was giving away off of FreeCycle. And we took her couch and put it out in the shed in case she demanded it back, and put this plate to the couch in the living room. Now, these nice people gave us this hospital bed. It's got three motors in it, so the whole bed can go up and down. The head, of course, can go up and down. The knees can go up and down. And of course, I say the entire bed can go up and down. And it's got an optional gel mattress, 4 inches thick. We had put both of them on. We found out that it was just way too high because there was a 6-inch mattress plus a 4-inch mattress. And kind of like, when she said it, inch to better, even with the low setting, her feet were off the ground. So Carlos and I on Monday tried both of them, both mattresses, and he pronounced the gel mattress to be really, really great. I went and finally found it on the internet. These people gave us a bed that the current price is $2,154, and the mattress current price is $405. Wow. Don't get sick.
That's very generous of you. I guess selling those things, though, you want to get the money. If you try to sell one of those things, kind of a little rough, so I think that maybe that's why. I don't know. Did you see them? Did you look on eBay? I'm just curious. You see any of those things on eBay?
No, I didn't. This one belonged, it was new in 2005. It belonged to a 93-year-old lady, and she didn't use it that much, according to the son. I think old as I am. Anyways, she's really happy with it because she can lay down and sleep in the living room when she wants to. She can put her head up when she wants to. She doesn't use the foot rest much.
Okay, well, I'm glad Elizabeth found something to be comfortable with. That's good. How is she doing otherwise?
Well, she's just getting over that infection that ran and ran and ran. She's going to the doctor tomorrow for a follow-up. She's been kind of weak between she had an infection in the urinary tract, an infection in the sinuses that, gosh, I think that one lasted, it had to be, I don't know if I want to say months, but it was a long time. Finally, hopefully is kicking it. I had one that just wouldn't go away started in early January, all of February, and pretty much most of March. I think I just started getting rid of it the first week of April. And I took enough antibiotics to probably cure a small nation. Dad, ready? How about a small village?
Okay, well, I'm happy she's getting rid of the infections. I guess this a little drier and the pleasant weather would help her too. Okay. That voltage regulator you were talking about, I just caught the last end of the conversation. What does that take? A 12-volt battery and it guarantees you... Do you have a selection on the output voltages? You can vary it, say, from 12 to 15 volts or something like that?
Yeah, it's a DC to DC inverter, and you probably can go up to enough to burn out your radio. Let me go see. I just had it someplace. I'll find it. Is it your call at the net?
Sorry, what did you say? I didn't quite get it.
Is it KF2ID at ARL.net?
Yeah, you can do that. KF2ARL.net, yes.
What happened, there were several different ones, but some of them were in the couple hundred dollar range. Now, Jim Jackson said he saw this one at Dayton, but it was basically a bare board. Now, this guy, Grumpy, whoever Grumpy is, has a website, and what he did is he took this board and put it in a nice case. Well, by the time he's done, he's got a power pull input that goes to your battery supplier, and it's got three power pull outputs so that you could run, for instance, hook one up to an HF radio, one up to two meter radio, one up to a keyer, something. You got three outputs with fuses on each of them. Well, I don't know if you've ever looked at the distribution strip, but the distribution strip for three of them is like $40, and this whole thing is $59.95 plus shipping. The battery booster is rated for 150 watts continuous and will run a conventional 100 watt transceiver from a source as low as 8 volts, keeping the output voltage at a steady 13.8 volts. It has three power pull outputs for operating multiple transceivers and accessories. The output is internally set for 13.8 volts, but can be adjusted to more than 35 volts by means of a PC-mounted trim pod. Weighs less than a pound.
Yeah, that sounds great. Just for my my 7000 there, because that's very fussy for line voltages. You know, it gets below its rated voltage, or whatever it is, a tenth of a volt, and it dies. it had me going for quite a while there. Even though people told me I had to go going for quite a while, because the voltage would just drop by small amounts, and radio would drop out. And then I measured the voltage, and it seemed quite normal. But I never realized it was quite so critical. It's very critical for that the line voltage. So a thing like that is quite useful. And $59 certainly sounds like a nice price. The fact that it has multiple outputs is pretty good too. Well, what are those fuses rated for?
I think it's whatever you want to put in there. But when I ran my TS-50, which is the conventional 100 watt rated transceiver, and I ran it on... first thing I did is I ran it on a power supply that's a repeater power supply that's rated at 15 amps continuous 17 peak. And I didn't notice any problems with it. So then last week I put it on my big Astron, which has meters. And the meters are set up, which I'm sure they're just regular old analog meters, so I'm sure it reads average. And I'm watching the meters as I'm talking on the net on Monday evening. I said, whoa, look at this. It's reading about 10 amps peak. Of course, that's not instantaneous peak. That's average peak. So I said, oh, wow. No wonder the other power supply worked. It's really only about 10 amps on the voice peaks. Well, average, I should say. It may have a peak current of 23 amps, as the manual says, But on the voice speaks, I think I'm only putting out, as I'm talking, about a steady 10 amps is what it's using.
Well, like you say, it averages the peaks, all depending on how long the peaks are. So it's hard to say. You really have to put in a a peak reading. If you get all of the oscilloscope, you're really interested in knowing that. Get all of it to the oscilloscope and put a very, very small resistor in series with your line, ground return, and just watch the peaks on the oscilloscope, and then you can really see what it is. Noel, nice talking to you. I'm running out of breath here, as you can probably hear. And I say a pleasant good evening. Give my very best to Elizabeth. And I hope she enjoys her new bed. Good health. All right. Good night.
Okay. Have a wonderful day. S2IDN2OEL.
NS2K Mobile.
Thank you. There is K2EIR, Kilowatt 2 Echo India Romeo, K2EIR Mobile, listening.
ESCOM 7330 version 3.2.0.
K2EIR Mobile, a listening.
Good morning, K1JMI. Top of the morning, K1JMI.